Although Shri Rupa Goswami sang that famous verse, Tunde Tandavani Ratim Vitunate Tundavali Labdhaye Karna Krodha Kadambini Katayate Karnar Budai Bispraham Cheta Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kritim No Jane Janitakiyat Biramritaihi Krishne Tivaranadvai. He said in the two syllables of Krishna, there is a ocean of bliss hidden, and when that name of Krishna enters my ears and conquers my heart, I feel like having millions of years. Why this verse remains a theory for us, theoretical for us? Why can't we experience the sweetness that is promised in this verse? Just like in a honey bottle, when there is a lid over it, and without opening it, somebody tries to lick the honey bottle from outside, they cannot get the taste. In the same manner, there are three factors explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur which cause us not to get the taste for the holy name. Laziness, indifference and distraction. That is the lid over the bottle, which without opening which we are not going to taste the holy name. The laziness, how can it be conquered? Laziness arises from tamoguna, and indifference and distraction arises from rajoguna. The laziness has to be counteracted by urgency and determination. You will see, anyone who is practicing Krishna consciousness seriously, they will feel a sense of urgency, as if the death is going to come next moment. You will see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the very first meeting which Abhay Charan had with him, he could solidly convince him that Krishna consciousness is the only emergency. Nothing else is emergency. Even freedom for India is not so important as much as Krishna consciousness is important. So, if some association of a Vaishnava can create urgency in us and give us the determination to stick to Krishna and say no to Maya, that urgency and determination can vanquish our laziness. And also, the indifference and distraction arise from Rajoguna. In one of his lectures, Prabhupada says, Raj means dust. What is this dust? When dust comes in our eyes, we become blinded and we can't see things as they are. Similarly, when we become overpowered by Rajoguna, we go on a pride ride. And once we become proud and blinded, then we become extremely attached to material things of this world, which causes us indifference while chanting the holy name. Attachment to dhanam, janam, sundarim and all these things makes us so deep-rooted in material existence that one becomes indifferent to the holy name. One has no taste for the holy name. One becomes indifferent. So how can this be counteracted? We have to meet someone who is mad after Krishna. The word mad comes from madan. Mada means pride. Madan also means the cupid. So those who are mad after the material things of the world have to come across the pure devotees who are mad after Krishna. By observing spiritual madness, the material madness can be conquered. And one will no more be indifferent. One will take it very seriously. Srila Prabhupada was approached by some devotees who told Prabhupada, "This Mayavadis are asking, why are you crying for Krishna? Why are you dancing in the streets, calling the holy name? Why are you so weak-hearted and sentimental?" Prabhupada said, "They are fools. They don't know. If you don't become mad after Krishna, you'll become mad after a woman." Prabhupada said, "In this world, you have no choice. Either you become mad after Krishna, or you will become a slave of Maya." So, you will see the living entity's nature is to take shelter, because we are not Purusha, we are Prakriti. So, if we don't develop a very deep attraction for Krishna, the only choice is to become madly attracted after Maya and all the products of Maya. So, the indifference can be overcome by observing madness, spiritual madness in great souls, who is called as a Bhagavat Sanghi. Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya Martyanam Kim Udashasha. And the distraction can be overcome by posting oneself in a sacred space. Every one of us have to identify that place in the temple hall where you don't feel distracted. When you sit, it's such a zone where you are able to peacefully call out the holy name and hear it without anybody distracting you. There should be no noise distraction, there should be no sight distraction, and the eyes and the ears. These two distractions have to be avoided. And you should feel actually mentally, emotionally comfortable that in this place I am able to peacefully be with myself and call out Krishna's holy name. That actually can avoid all distractions. And once the external distractions are curbed, then we have internal distractions arising from the mind due to purva vasanas and everything. At least half the problem is solved when we remove the external distractions. So, in this way, one should make oneself ready for calling out the holy name. And you will see advanced devotees call out the holy name exactly like a child, as Prabhupada said. The child cries with great desire to get the mother. Also, it cries with helplessness. It cries with intensity. So, that type of desire, helplessness and intensity, as observed in a child, makes this a very fitting example for calling out the holy name. When there is a strong desire to go back to Godhead, when there is a helplessness by seeing the samsara, the world of great danger around, then one's intensity can be increased to an extent when Krishna will start paying attention definitely to the call of our holy name. When we call in this mood, Prabhupada said Krishna cannot avoid paying attention to us. And once Krishna's glance falls on us, we won't be the same. We would naturally become transformed. Harinam Prabhu ki.